Sheila Shoiga, good evening to you. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you guys?
Great, we're thank
good.
You.
Good. Good to see you.
Great to see you.
How is it? How's it all going? Sophia in Aikino.
I'm having an absolute ball with her. She is so much fun. She's a brilliant character to play, and I'm just getting to, you know, step into these amazing costumes and this ridiculously oversized, wonderful black perm every night. And I'm loving it.
So tell us who her character is based on.
She's loosely based on Gillian Quinn.
Loosely.
Yeah, right. That's
no,
the legal
really
team.
Really loosely. Actually, Gillian and Niall came along to the opening night. Yeah. And they'd never seen it, actually.
No, they not.
Yeah, they'd never seen it. So they came along, and you know when you go over to people and you're thinking, oh, they're pretending to like it, and they're kind of saying, through gritted teeth, was the opposite with these guys. They were just loving it. Yeah. Thought it was brilliant, and I think they were just delighted to have come along and finally have seen it. And they really got it. So it just shows they have a really good sense of humour.
Of course.
And, you know, she's fab, and I'm delighted to be playing the role, yeah.
It is the musical journey of Roy Keane, Aikino.
It is, of course.
Based in a sort of a Greek-Roman tragedy.
It's brilliant.
Yes, it's all centred around that particular time in I suppose, Saipan.
Yeah.
So it's the goings-on of Saipan.
So has the new version, does it go a little bit further?
Yeah, we have updates in it.
But
essentially the story is still there. I mean, I suppose the writing was always so good from day one. There are updates, but, you know, I don't want to kind of ruin the surprise for people. But essentially the story is what it was, you know.
Mick Nugent was the writer, wasn't he?
Yeah, and Arthur Matthews.
And Arthur Matthews of Father Ted.
Years and years and years ago, I went, did I go to school with Mick Nugent? Anyway, we hung around up the north side. Yeah, and we used to write little comedy sketches together.
Did
you
really?
Yeah, now this is like when we were 15 years of age.
Yeah.
But he went on to write bigger comedy sketches.
Love it. And of course, what I loved is I'd heard about Al being in the show back in the day.
Yes, yeah, I was in the show, its original first run with Mario Rosenstock and Desi Gallagher, who's back, and Gary Cook, who's back.
Nice.
And I did it with Joe Taylor, lovely man Joe
Taylor
was out at the
time. I love Joe,
And Joe's not in this run.
No, he's not in this one.
But I did the second run then with Pat Kinnavan.
Yes.
Is that his name? And from Cork, he was very intense.
Yeah.
And I played Keno the Younger.
Keno the Younger?
Yes.
Is that what they called him?
No, it wasn't Roy Keane. Everybody always thinks that's Roy Keane Jr., but it's not, you see. It's Robbie Keane.
Oh, you played a young Robbie Keane?
Yeah.
Okay.
The gag kind of being that at the time, I suppose, when it was really current, he was the youngest player around, you know.
And he's from down the road from where you're from.
He is, absolutely. I remember going into the audition at the time, Peter Sheridan was the director. And I went in for Peter. I had no idea about football.
Yeah.
And my mam said to me, look, if he asks who your favourite footballer is, just say Robbie Keane. And I said, I don't know who Robbie Keane is. She said, just say Robbie Keane and then cartwheel and you'll get the part. And I did.
Did you say Robbie Keane and then cartwheel?
Yeah, okay, Peter Sheridan. And said, who's your favourite footballer? I said, Robbie Keane, cartwheel, jazz hands.
Very good.
Love
Sheila's due to cartwheel for your audition.
No, I just had to say that Gillian Quinn was my favourite of all the footballers' wives. No, joking. I was delighted to get the call. I was asked to come along and do a read and give it a go. And I was sort of a mix of being a little bit apprehensive, but then kind of not worrying about it too much. Because I kind of thought, there's probably not a chance I'm getting this, really.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I didn't, gone. Yeah, and luckily it kind of took the pressure off. I kind of went, if I get it, amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I don't, that's no big surprise. So I kind of went in, I met the director, Darren, and he's brilliant. Mm. And by all accounts, I'd never seen the show before, but what people are saying is that this is the most connected incarnation of the show there has been. And I really think that's down to Darren.
This is Darren Crosby.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
he's fantastic.
I met with Darren ahead of him doing this production.
Oh, really?
And he said that he was going to do something very similar to what I was in 10 years ago, but that there was going to be a bit more production.
Yeah.
It would be a bit tighter. There'd be more dance involved.
There's more choreography.
Alan McGrath, have you met?
Yeah,
he's wonderful. And a great dancer.
Oh, great. There are an amazing, you know, obviously the core cast and the main characters, but we have amazing dancers in there as well, and they just enrich all the roles.
Do you do some
all
dancing?
The numbers. Oh, my dancing is very limited.
You do a bit of Irish dancing,
it's a heel though,
wouldn't you?
It's very basic. It's
you
very,
get up
very
on the
basic.
Box, do you?
So when you got the call,
yeah. Went in, and I suppose I kind of did exactly what you shouldn't do, and I kind of said, by the way, I can't really act, but I'm going to give this a go. But I like to sing. Yeah. And most of the time I can hold a note.
Okay.
So I think that was obviously a bit of a plus on my side. We just tried out a couple of different accents and he said, thanks a minute for calling in. And I didn't think anything up. Then I got a call saying, yeah, we'd like to offer it to you. Are you up for it? I went, yes, I am. And that's it.
Is that when the knees just went underneath you and you had to lie down for
I've just been loving it. I really have been loving it. And I was wondering when the real nerves would kick in because I was pretty chilled when we were in the previews, but I was definitely a little nervous. Yeah. The night before opening night, Roy was actually in himself.
Oh, right.
Roy Keane, Martin O'Neill, and the entire squad came in.
Oh, really?
And it was an interesting energy in the
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Knowing that he was there is quite surreal. And but he'd come along before.
Did you get to meet them?
We didn't get They were kind of, they were shipped in and shipped out. I suppose they had a match the next day, so they weren't hanging about. But he had been to see the show before and is a big fan. But I suppose, you know, why wouldn't he be? It's such a brilliant musical.
Well, listen, if you've got a musical written about you, you've sort of arrived, haven't you? You
Completely.
Know what I mean? You know, I mean, Roy Keane, The Elephant Man, there's some great musicals, you know. any time the nerves got you?
Yeah, they definitely did that night. It was more that feeling of, oh, this is amazing. He's actually in the room. Then obviously opening night, knowing that Gillian herself was there, was an extra kind of little bit of sprinkling of pressure. Yeah. And I find that when I know friends and family are in,
right? Have you gone all thespian on us? Have you got a theatrical routine now before you go out in the dressing room?
Well, do you know what I am? I have to do because I'm every night without fail. I'm nervous about the song that I sing because
their song. You do one big song.
I do one big song.
Okay. And it's a number.
It's my number.
It's your number.
And it's a great number, but it's quite the ask for me because, as you can hear from my voice, my speaking voice is quite low register. My voice would tend to be the same. There's a couple of really high notes in this, and I'm always wondering, is this the night the voice is going to crack? And nothing's going to come out. So I'm religious now about my lemon and manuka honey.
Oh, very cool.
I'm doing that every night. I know it's probably more psychological than anything, but it helps. Yeah.
And do you do the scales while all of that before you head
out? Ivan, our musical director, is fantastic. And, you know, your musical
is Ivan doing the music?
He is,
he's brilliant.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he'll do a warm-up with us for 15 minutes before we get wigs and makeup and the whole lot on. So that's just a saving grace. Yeah, it's brilliant.
I was always told as well, when I used to do breakfast shows, so when you came in, your voice was completely tight. That
after being asleep all night, of course.
Really, really cold milk.
Right.
So I used to drink a pint of milk as I was driving into work of really
and
cold
milk. And I thought
milk.
The opposite. I thought you stay away from dairy because it's mucus forming around your vocal
cords.
There you go.
This guy said for the morning because it brings it alive. Not during the day, but for your voice in the morning, really cold milk makes
I've gone to such desperate lengths sometimes to keep my voice in the very same theatre, the Olympia over the Panto, that one time I had a concoction of manuka honey, glycerine and honey, lemon, ginger, salt and black molasses.
Wow.
Oh, with just a little bit of hot water. Salt, because
I've heard that.
Yeah, it kind of breaks it down if you have any.
Did somebody
infection.
Tell you that, or is that what you had in the cupboard? This is all that's left.
It sounds vile.
Because if you've got celery and tomatoes, you would have thrown that in as well.
Sounds like something made by a witch doctor. Yeah, it came out of absolute desperation. But the black molasses are, I mean, that's the way to go. It's unrefined sugar, essentially.
Oh, right, interesting.
Awful.
Who told you this? Who said to you black molasses is the way forward?
Linda Martin.
Oh, well, there.
Okay. And who knows better than Eurovision winner 1992,
absolutely.
Linda Martin?
There's a man that can hold a note. Yeah. So, that's the old guy.
And silence.
Tell me, in the middle of all this as well, you were moving house.
Yeah, it's been a mad month, which is great. And, you know, I've just been trying to be well-behaved food-wise, probably eating more than I'd liked at the moment, just to keep the fuel up.
Yeah.
It's been really busy. Yeah, been moving house, been working on iKino, which is so much of a laugh.
Yeah.
And working on a few other bits and bobs, filming a programme for TG Car as well, a talent series. So it's been mental, yeah.
And you're doing a lot of cycling as well? Is there a cycle coming
Well, up? I will be. Okay. The idea is that I'll be getting back out on the bike shortly. But I've been a bit lax on that kind of stuff recently.
Well, you're moving gaff. Are you downsizing or upsizing?
Downsizing.
Really? That's
difficult.
Yeah,
it's tricky. It is, isn't it? Because, you know,
you have to throw out so much stuff.
You have to get rid of a lot, But I mean, the problem is, you see, when you're dealing with the likes of me, I'm the hoarding kind of desire to hoard is really strong in me.
The hoarding queen.
The hoarding queen. So
of Connemara.
I have to try and unravel that. And I've really kind of transformed myself in the last probably 5 years in particular, but I have a way to go.
Okay.
I have a way to go. When I open up a box and I go, you what now? What's in this? I realise I have a way to go. But I am getting rid all the time,
Don't they have professional sort of almost hoarding counsellors that come into your house?
I think so, yeah.
And just go, that's got to go, that's got to go, that's got to go. And you bring them in and they just sort the house out
for
you.
Say it's particularly a lot of Irish people have that tendency, and it's famine consciousness. I know this is getting
Yes, you're damn right.
partly it is.
Yeah,
the not wanting to let go because there was a time when we didn't have anything. You don't want hold on to it. You never know when you're going to need it. And it is. It's ingrained. It's.
Wow.
Followed through.
So I have 6 boxes of Monopoly because of famine consciousness.
Yeah, famine consciousness.
Going back 20 years. Okay.
If your mom ever asks you, you just say, "There was a time when we had nothing."
When we had nothing.
Yeah. And she'll shout, "Yeah, I lived through that." So, many more weeks for Ikeno?
We run until the 2nd of May.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm delighted that we are actually the run has been extended.
Yeah.
And it's great because I think I'm only really starting to loosen up and get into it now.
Mm.
And I love just kind of hanging out at the side because obviously, you know, Serfia is one of the main characters, but nonetheless I'm not in it as much as everybody else.
Okay.
I get to kind of enjoy from the side of the stage and actually get to see all the numbers. And it's brilliant. I thought by now, after seeing it night on night, that I'd be getting a little bit tired of it. Mm. I'm not at all. It's just so brilliantly written.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe I hadn't seen it before either, because I would totally recommend it. The great thing is I have pals coming along who know nothing about football and are just loving it.
Yeah. Oh, no, you can still enjoy it. Yeah,
absolutely. So you can have your football fan going along who getting all the nerdy kind of football jokes and then
but still a theatrical experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you've got the bug now for the boards.
Mm.
I wonder. I mean, it would be brilliant if I got the chance to do something else. I'd say I would absolutely jump at it. But who knows? You know, I'm surprised that I got this. I'm delighted. I'm going to run with it. See what happens. But who knows? Yeah.
Well, continued success. Great to see you again, Sheila.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a million.
See you.